Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage, where I take your questions and give you the best, worst advice on the planet. This show airs every Friday here on my YouTube and Facebook channels and also on podcasts, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, and the like. You can send your questions anytime to dearkev@kevonstage.com. As always, everyone will remain anonymous, and also you'll remain anonymous is what I meant to say. All right, let's get to the first question. This one's actually from Six Brown Chicks, but it was just too funny to pass up. My husband's friend passed away suddenly, and his family had to raise money for the funeral. Ever since, my husband has been working on his vision board. He calls it Life Without Paula, about all the fun things he'll do when I die. This is not normal. Should I worry? Yes, Paula, you should worry. You should also watch Forensic Files, Snapped, Law and Order, SVU, and other types, because he might be planning to have you have your untimely death. Also, my suggestion is to fake your death. Fake your death and then see what he plans on doing, and then pull up to one of his fun activities. He wants to go jet skiing. You pull up on a jet ski like, oh, LaCharles, this is what you think you finna do because you think I'm dead? Oh, you wanted to go to the beach and jet ski? Oh, you thought that was cool and funny? Now what's up? I'm finna haunt you in life and then haunt you in death. Why he can't have fun while you alive? I really think y'all should get divorced. If he can't have fun with you while you're alive, go on, I'll die. This marriage is dead. Go have your fun life right now. Hopefully he doesn't try and hurt you. But I spent my last weekend watching a lot of Forensic Files. People have tried to make their partners disappear for less. And he just wants to have fun. That's how bad it is as a man sometimes. We just want to have fun. He's just waiting for you to pass away. He's going to be trying to roller skate at 88. If you live long, you know women last longer than men. He's looking for you to your untimely death. No, ma'am. Kill him. How about that? You go have fun in the afterlife. Ain't no fun for you on this earth. You hear me? Yeah, that's what I said. Next question. Dear Kev on Stage, I love you and love what you do. My wife of 3 years is amazing. She's a loving, caring woman. She loves me and our son with all her heart. But her vagina smells like real bad. I go down on her a lot because I love it, but I'm afraid to let her know and embarrass her. How do I go about letting her know she needs to get a pap smear? Listen, I feel for you, first of all, brother. You going downtown and you want a taste of the fruits of the loin, and you out here licking a 9-volt battery. You, whoa, spicy. You licking the Sour Patch, kid. First it's sour, then it's sweet. It's tough. I get it. And you can't stop yourself. You're like, tuna salad. I like it. It's a tough gig, man. You know, here's what you do. You say, hey, babe, I can't wait to get down to you tonight. But first, I got a sexy idea. Let's take a bath together, you and me. I'm finna wash you up. I'm finna wash your undercarriage up. And lift up real here. I'm finna clean up. See, ooh, baby, you know what's sexy? Wiping front to back. Oh, it's so sexy when you got good hygiene. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You put that warm water in that soap up in that cootie cat hoodah. I lick it now. Nobody wants a spicy coochie to lick. You don't want spicy coochie. You want spicy tacos. You want spicy chicken tikka masala. You don't want spicy hoo-ha. Nobody wants that, and you can't really tell. You maybe she has a medical condition. And you got to say, hey, man, you know what's sexy, babe? Getting our annual exam. Let's go together. I'm going to get my annual, you know, for my men stuff and my prostate. And you get your annual for your your vulva. Because your vulva, man, that thing, strong. Woo. Or you make it a game. When you go down on her, you just be like, woo! Woo, girl! Man, that fruit is ripe for the picking. Finger licking. But it's sticking and it's stanking. And it's ranking. And you got to tell her, because then y'all going to have kids. Little girl going to say, I don't want to be down here. It stinks right here. Y'all, I know. Why you ain't tell me it stinks? Oh, I didn't know. Tell her. sir. Don't punish yourself. You're going to have a beard. You're going to go down there. You're going to come up. Your beard's going to be gray. You have white spots. It's like bleach. When bleach touches your clothes, it turns white. You're going to have a white beard. You're going to be looking like Two-Face. You can't go kiss the kids. You're like, that. Whoa. Dad, what you been doing? Eating sushi? You had a calamari or something? You had a California roll that been in the microwave? Daddy, what that is? What that is on your mustache? Your mustache is on fire. No easy way to have this conversation, man. Tell her you love her. Sit her down and have a vaginal intervention. Your vagina is affecting my nose in the following ways. Burnt hairs and things of the like. It's okay. You're married. There should be nothing you can't share with one another. Just say it in a loving way and you'll be okay. It's not going to be an easy conversation. It's like telling a man he has a teeny weeny peeny. But at least this can be fixed. Maybe it's a medical condition. You don't know. But don't hide it from her. Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe her nose is broken. And she doesn't know that it's broken. You have to help her. This is why everybody remains anonymous. All right, next question. Hey, Kev, love all your shows. They're all great. My fiance and I have been married for 10 plus... Oh, sorry. Hey, Kev, love your shows. They're all great. My fiance and I have been friends for 10 plus years. We've been engaged for a year. We're Christians and very involved in our ministry. But here's our problem. We can't stop having sex. We already have 2 children together. Our wedding isn't for another year. It convicts me to do it, but it barely bothers my fiance. We live together, shacking up. What should we do? Girl, y'all married. What do you mean? Y'all got a whole family of 4. Y'all live together. Y'all got children. Y'all having regular sex. Common law marriage, 10 years. It's common law marriage. All y'all, don't worry about planning no wedding. Go down to the courthouse, at least make it legally binding. So if he passes away, you can get half of his money. If he's planning some secret society stuff on you and he planning for all the fun things to do when you pass away, at least you get half his money. But y'all married now. Like Color Purple, eyes married now. Y'all are married. Y'all got 2 whole living, breathing children. Y'all live together. All you have is the lack of benefits. You ain't got the tax benefits. You ain't got the legal help. You got all the bad stuff about it. Guilt, condemnation, shame, children. At least you could marry your income tax. You could file jointly on the marriage tip. Just y'all wasting time. What y'all going to, you going to have a 18-year-old walking down the aisle as your ring bearer. You going to have your child bring the ring to you, and then he's going to go join his fraternity in college. You're wasting time. Go on getting married today. When you listen to this episode, stop by the courthouse, fill out the paperwork. Y'all going to be married by Thursday. Just call it a day. Change your name, add your name to the bank account. You're doing everything but. Everything but. Next question. Remember, you can send your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Everybody remains anonymous. Dear Kev, I've been in a transactional relationship with a guy since I was 18 and he was 52. To me, it's always and only been about that guap. His children have now left for college and he thinks it's the perfect time to divorce his wife and shackle with me. I'm 29 years old and married. My boyfriend and husband have no idea about one another. I'd like to keep it that way. How do I nicely decline him living with me while still obtaining my monthly allowance from him? I get $10,000 a month, so I haven't been working. I don't want to be an independent woman. I want free money and vacations, but I still want to be a mother and a wife. So that's an 11-year. So your sugar daddy is 63 years old. Listen, you could probably tell your husband about this and it'll still work out. How are you hiding $10,000 a month from your husband anyway? Your sugar daddy 63. I don't mean to be crass. He might not be here very much longer. He's not going to be before you long. Just tell that man what he wants. At this point, you want to risk getting taken off the wheel? 10K a month? You don't know what that man is renting you. Did you say his wife passed or what now? Hold on. Divorce his wife? Okay, now listen. Boy, y'all women is something else. I tell you what. Y'all think men is bad. All we want to do is play 2K. You got a whole side boyfriend and a husband and children? $10,000 a month? I want to respect something you said. I don't want to be an independent woman. I want free money and vacations. That's some honesty that we don't often get in the world. I don't want to be independent. I want to be dependent. You take on the risk of making the money. I don't want to have to worry about a thing. Huh. What do you want more? Mother and a wife or a rich life? If you're asking me, I'm taking that 10K. Love you, kid. You're always going to be his mom. Come on. Stay with your daddy. I got a condo. You don't risk a 10K a month relationship for a marriage? Girls, you crazy? You got to get in good. 63, he got 10K to give you liquid a month. They didn't tell what that man has. Real estate, trust funds, stocks, bonds. You can set your family up for generations. Your husband might understand. Listen, baby, we got a business decision. You're already in an 11-year relationship. How long have you been married? Women are so much better at hiding nefarious activities than men are. Men don't never be getting nothing out of it. With 10K a month? Cheat on me. If my wife told me right now she been cheating on me and she been getting 10K a month, I'd be like, girl, you want to ruin this for me? I can't generate that type of income. You sleep better at night knowing you got 10K a month coming. Don't you ruin that. And you also sleep better at night with a Purple mattress. Purple mattresses are great. I have one. Me and my wife sleep on it. We don't have 10K a month that we have to worry about. But our sleep is really important. And Purple mattress is the best experience I've ever had. It's the best mattress on earth. I got one. Josh behind the camera has one. Doughboy has one. I might get my kids one so they can fall asleep easier. Because see, Purple mattress is not like any other mattress you've ever felt before. Oh, it's different than anything else you've ever experienced because it uses brand new material that's developed by an actual rocking scientist. It's not like the memory foam you're used to. The Purple mattress feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you this zero gravity feel, so it works for any sleeping position. Purple has a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. It's also backed by a 10-year warranty. And Purple has free shipping and returns. You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to getting free gifts that they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. That's DEAR to 84888. Standard message and data rates apply. Dear Kev, my husband is a certified mama's boy. He goes to his parents for all his big decisions. Last weekend, he went with them to buy a new car, then pulled in the driveway with them and the new car. I only found out because our insurance company emailed me the updated policy. This is the third time he's done something like this. Now he wants us to move to another side of town, and I think it's because his parents are going to move. Is there anything I can do to break him of running to his parents for everything and include me in major decisions? Ma'am, you got what we call a baby boy. Remember Tyrese? You just the baby boy. You not the real McCoy. You got you a baby boy. See, you want your mama, but you can't have your mama. Here's what you do. This is going to sound harsh and crass, and it is. You say, listen here, Lamar. I'm going to just name him Lamar because it looked like a Lamar to me. Lamar, since you like your mama so much, why don't you go live with your stankin' mama? Why my mama got to be stankin'? Because you want to sit up under her, breastfeed at 44, Lamar. That's what you want to impress your mom? You ain't getting no more butt from me. Huh? Oh, mama can't give you no butt, can she, Lamar? Oh, you want some butt? Mama can't give you that, can she? Every time you go talk to your mom, you ain't getting no butt. Never. And I'm not even for like preventing men from receiving of the sweet nectars of the vulva. I'm not for that. Sweet nectars of the vulva should be generously given. You have plenty sweet nectars. The only thing a man's going to respond to that his mother can't give him is sex. If you think about it, that's literally the only thing. His mom can cook. She can be a confidant. She can hug him. She can tell him everything's going to be okay. She can make him feel like the man. But she can't give him the butt. That's the one thing that you have over her. You'd be like, oh, Lamar, I had a nude for you. But you know what? You'll probably be at your mom's house. So I don't want to send it and have her wrist seeing it. Man, boy, was I twerking. I was listening to some Meg Thee Stallion. And I had got that booty to do some things I didn't even know was capable of doing. But I don't even feel right sending it to her, knowing that your mom probably going through your phone. But whoo, Lamar, it was a nice one. It was a doozy. I've been practicing. You know what, Lamar, I wanted to do some new things on sex, but I just thought about, you know, you just came home from your mama's house and you're going to be too tired to do any of these things. I had been stretching. So now my legs, they go up here. I can put them up behind my head, but I just thought about it. You just came from your mama's house. You're probably too tired for any of this. So, you know what, next time you don't talk to your mom for a couple months, I might be able to gather up the unction to throw that thing back, flip it, and reverse it. Is your 50-50 man yet? Is your 50-50 man yet? But you know what? You probably tired from your mom. You know what, Lamar? I thought about something. I said, man, I sure would like to make a video of sweet sexing with you. I tried some new things. I've been looking at videos in Kama Sutra. I want to try a new thing on you, but boy, I got food poisoning because I ate your mom's food and my stomach hurts, and I just don't want to risk throwing up on you while I'm trying this new position out on you. And seeing as how we have to eat your mama's food all the time, I just don't want to risk it. But you know what? If you don't see your mom for 2 or 3 years, I'd probably do anything you want. Here's a sad truth about it. Some men cannot be weaned from their mothers. I know a couple friends, 30-some years old, 40-some years old, mama still have the same effect on them as they did when they was 4 or 5 years old. And if you can't live with that, you might have to walk away from that. Because you ain't, sometimes it can't be changed. Or challenge his mom to a fight. What's up, Miss Shirley? It's me and you for your son's heart. Matter of fact, don't even fight her. Play her one-on-one like loving basketball. Check up, Miss Shirley. Boom, cross her up. Ah, my knee. Dunk on his mom. She'll be so shamed. She like, I can't even look that girl in the face. She crossed me over. She stepped back, hit a three in my eye, and I don't even see clearly no more. Choose one of those actions. You're going to get your husband back. You hear me what I said? Dear Kev on Stage, the holidays are approaching, and that means it's potluck season at work. Our office is small with not much diversity. With that being said, we have a Karen. Karen always brings dishes no one ever eats. For example, 1 year she brought greens with cranberries, ham, and goat cheese. We've tried them, but none have been successful. Oh, my gosh. Goat cheese and greens? Ugh. So my question is, how do we convince Karen to bring soda or a store-bought dessert without hurting her feelings? Here's the problem, y'all. Some people need their feelings hurt. You can't always be nice about stuff. She brings that, throw it in the trash. Hey, did anybody try my greens? No, Karen. We don't want goat cheese and cranberries and green beans. Stop cooking. We actually hate your food. We hate you. Don't cook nothing else. This really said goat cheese and cranberries. No, Karen. Matter of fact, send out an office menu. Listen, office memo. Hey, you know what? We're not going to be having any more potlucks because Karen keeps putting stupid ingredients in regular stuff. We're not doing this no more. Karen put goat cheese and cranberries and green beans. The whole Christmas party is canceled. We're not even doing this. Karen, if you want to cook, we're not going to do this. Or what y'all could do is you could say the Christmas party's on Thursday the 20th for her and then have it on Tuesday the 18th. Tell everybody else, bring it on the 18th. Then she come in on Tuesday like, what happened? I thought it was Thursday. Oh, my bad. We messed up. Oh, I'm so sorry, Karen. Also, we hate your food, so we did this on purpose. Shaming people really works. Don't be afraid of using shame as a tactic. Tell that woman to her face, you are trash. Stop getting your recipes off the back of soup cans. That's just because they didn't know what else to put there. They don't expect nobody to make that. Stop. Remember to submit your questions, Dear Kev, at kevonstage.com. Everybody remains anonymous. You don't have to worry about your feelings coming out or your name coming out. Dear Kev, I'm single, like really single. I'm like 39 years old and never had any children. The clock is ticking and time is running out for me. I'm considering artificial insemination so I can be a mother on my own. I'm financially stable, and because my parents don't have grandchildren that they very much want, they're fine with it. My only concern is what other people, extended family, coworkers, will say about my choice. I feel like being a black woman will make it a stigma instead of a happy event. Advice, please. Tell them people to shut up. You cannot live your life based on what other people may or may not say. They already talking about you now. She 39. She ain't got no man. She ain't got no kids. Now they're going to say she 39 and she finally got a kid. The same tone is there. You got to understand, people are always going to have something to say. So while they talk, at least you should live the life you want to live. Whether they're happy or not should not be your primary concern. If you want a baby, it don't even really matter if your parents want you to have a baby or not. But I get it. But strangers, friends, people on Twitter, man, shut up. They ain't finna feed that baby or change no diapers. And they ain't finna comfort you in the night when you're lonely. Get you an artificial insemination. Get you a random homeless individual. Give him $25 and a Little Caesars pizza. He'll knock you up. He might even give you the $25, baby, man. Hey, man, that $5 pizza was worth it. Nah, I'll knock you up right now. Don't even worry about no fee. Don't worry about what random people on the internet or in your city or community have to say. They ain't living your life. If you want a baby, have a baby. Only you got to deal with the residual consequences of your decision making. Do not live in the shadow of somebody else's life. Kids are trash anyway. If you want to punish yourself with them, they ain't going to do nothing but grow up and leave you like my stinking kids. So you want to punish yourself with that? Do it. I had my niece over last week, and when her parents were out of town, every middle of the night, she called for her mom and dad. My mom, my dad, I want my mom, my dad. You want that? And then after I was the one to care for her, came and hugged her in the morning. Every morning she woke up, I was there picking her up, hugging her, rubbing her back. My wife goes out of town. She, where's my auntie? What? Your auntie wasn't the one picking you up, making you oatmeal. It was me. Nobody cares about me. Not my kids, not my niece. This is what you want?
Don't be talking about my nieces.
I talk about whatever I want on my show. This ain't the Love Hour. This is Dear Kev on Stage. Oh, here she go.
Oh, you want to talk about whatever you want, huh? You want to talk about whatever you want?
This is why I had to get LASIK. Because I can't see clearly with her in my face. Last question. I love you all. Submit your questions to Dear Kev at Kev on Stage. Dear Kev, me and my girlfriend of 3 years recently broke up, but both of our names are on the lease. So we're still living together while I work on getting my own place. But I'm torn because her son is my buddy, and I don't want to leave him to the wolves. He's kind of a punk. But my comedy career has started to get some buzz lately, and opportunities are being presented, and taking care of a kid is hindering some of those gigs. What do I do? Look out for me or look out for a kid that I literally don't have to anymore? Dang. That ain't even my son, little punk. That's why your mom trash and I'm out of here. I ain't got to worry about it. It's a business decision. I got to stay on the lease. Listen, stay with her. Stay around the kid because kids are great comedic material. Some of my best jokes have come from my kids. You don't want to miss out on prime original material just because you got to be a father or don't want to be a father. Your comedy career will benefit from the having of somebody else's kid. I'm laughing already at the thought that you thought about leaving him because he's a little punk. He needs a father figure. Keep that little punk around so you can write great jokes and become rich and famous. Then leave them. Leave him at when he's 18. When you got to start paying for some real stuff. Hey, man, I'm out of here. My career is great. I got a Netflix special. Y'all been great. Appreciate y'all the material. I'm out. Leave him at the perfect time. Don't leave him now when he's full of great material. My kids are just getting to the point where they're useless for material. Like, man, come on, y'all don't even do nothing but sit around and play the game. I got no material from you. When they were young, I had great material from them. Keep that kid around until you're famous. Then leave her and him and marry a white woman. That's the Hollywood way. I've been Kev on Stage. Thank you so much for watching or listening. As always, we'll be here every Friday. Dear Kev on Stage on YouTube and Facebook, and Dear Kev on Stage on Apple Podcasts and wherever podcasts are found. You can submit your questions to Dear Kev at Kev on Stage at any time. Everybody remains anonymous. I love you. Goodbye.